Welcome, Your Holiness, His Holiness the 14th Dalai Lama, leader of those who love peace and nonviolence. Needless to mention, His Holiness is well known throughout the world. He is our Tibetan spiritual and temporal leader. Since His Holiness left Tibet, he was promoting world peace and nonviolence. This is our second opportunity visit of His Holiness here in Portugal. On behalf of everyone here who has opportunity to be in His presence, as well as who will be watching through media, who have the opportunity to listen to Him, I would like to thank Your Holiness sharing your time with us, sharing your experience, how we can bring peace in our mind, around ourselves, in the world. We know, every one of us know, that You are our guidance, how to find peace. Everyone loves peace. Even animal loves peace. But we do not have these days to have example, to refer, to look, and to follow. And we all, together, follow Your example. And today here, His Holiness will share with his experience how to cultivate the peace through compassion. So therefore, I would like to take this most precious time, and I would like to thank everyone coming here in this meeting, in this audience. Thank you so much, and please enjoy the nectar of the message, what His Holiness will share with us. Thank you so much. Once again, thank you, His Holiness, for coming and sharing your wisdom. Thank you.
Dear brothers and sisters, I'm very happy, indeed, great honor, meeting with public in great numbers. So, firstly, I want to thank the organizers who arranged this opportunity, and also I want to thank a large number of people come. So, thank you. At the same time, when this kind of big gathering comes, I usually make clear that some of you come here out of curiosity. In that case, no problem. Simply watch and listen. And then you make your own conclusion. then Some people come here, maybe some kind of great expectation. That is a mistake. I have nothing to offer to you, just simply some thoughts according to our common sense and common experience. So nothing special. Then some people even believe Dalai Lama have some kind of miracle power. That's nonsense. And some people even believe Dalai Lama have some kind of healing power. That's certainly nonsense. So the other day in Catalonia, there I mentioned a few months ago in the United States one sort of a public talk. It was outside the hall. When I entering the hall, there were some people, as usual, is waiting there to see me. And as usual, I shake hands and say hello. Then once some people hold my hand, of course, this right hand quite strong, okay. This left hand bit weak. So someone, you see, they hold very tightly. As a result, now this tiny finger, some problems. So if there is someone who really have healing power, then I want to show this one. I need some kind of the healer. So basically, I don't believe such sort of healing power. In some cases, maybe some work, but it's by chance, nothing else. So I myself is skeptical about such things. So we should be realistic and practical. Then also sometimes you see people, I think due to wrong translation, Lama called living Buddha. That is actually wrong translation. Or I think wrong description. In Chinese word, Hofu means something like living Buddha. That's wrong, wrong meaning. Original Sanskrit word, Guru. Tibetan translation, you call Lama. That means someone who learned it and also kind, therefore worthy to respect, or respected person. That's the meaning of Guru or Lama. No meaning of living Buddha. So I'm talking here from a person who's just similar like you. Of course, different sort of, a little different experience. Otherwise, we are same. Mentally, emotionally, physically, we same. Basically, we are same. And quite a number of Spanish as well as Portuguese, the color of the hair also same. So I think we are more closer than some European sort of, European sort of physicals. So therefore, I'm speaking on the level of simply a human being. So you also say, while listen my talk, you should feel another just human being. On that level, we can communicate. The different religious belief, different sort of traditions, different language, if we emphasize on those differences, then itself make little, what's the day, distance, and become additional barrier. Now, this is the time we have to think about 6 billion human beings as one entity, and the whole world, this small planet, small blue planet, just one entity. Now, due to various factors, the world becomes smaller. So we have to think just one planet, one human species. That's all. Yes, now translate. Firstly, I want to to share with you that as a human being, we have this physicals and also mind and emotions. So unlike plants, we have the sort of extra sort of, what's the day? Extra sort of faculty, knowing and have capacity of vision, and also we have this is we call memory about past. And then the experience of feeling on the physical level and mental level, then naturally, quite obviously, the mental level experience are more superior than the physical level. The physical level experience, for example, pains on physical level, sometimes can subdue by mental, mental outlook or mental peace. Opposite, so there are two things, physical level, mental level, and meantime, the physical experience can subdue by mental experience. The opposite way, mental crisis cannot subdue by physical comfort. So therefore, mental experience are more superior than physical experience. So, like Western countries where material facilities are very much developed, and with the help of science and technology, now material facilities and living standard is, generally speaking, very high. But then, there are many cases, in spite of all these facilities, mentally, something lacking, something empty. As a result, sometimes too much stress, too much loneliness feeling, and depressions. Among some my friend, materially very, very rich, but as a person, very unhappy person. So, naturally, those people who still their material conditions are poor, that the urgent sort of thing is material development. But then here, generally, you already achieve a certain level about material progress. Now time has come to think more about our internal values. Because if you totally rely your happy life, your successful life, entirely relying on external means, it is wrong. You will not achieve your goal, that is happy life. So there is no point to neglect about our inner value in order to achieve happy human life, or happy family, happy community. On top of that, many problems which we are facing today, basically, our past negligence about our inner value. So we are facing negative consequences of our past mistake or negligence. So therefore, it is really, really appropriate or worthwhile to think more about our inner values. So, now, what is our inner value? Of course, there are many inner values. But most important part is, I think, human intelligence. This is something unique about a human being. The sensory level, ability. Sometimes animals are more stronger. I think the eyesight and also hearing or smelling are much stronger than us. But the intelligence, mental level, we have a special brain. So there's something unique about a human being. However, intelligence alone, not very sure, bring happy life or not, not very sure. Sometimes intelligence itself create more worry. Because of intelligence, our sort of vision about future, very powerful. So as a result, more expectations, more doubt, more jealousy, all these also increase. Then also past memory. So sometimes sadness or anger, hatred comes out of past memory. So these at a great capacity, memory about past and also think future because of our intelligence. And also intelligence creates a lot of hopes, a lot of sort of expectations. That also sometimes creates more mental stress. And also I think depression. Now, this marvelous intelligence, in order to come constructive way, that's human warm-heartedness. Intelligence, warm-heartedness combined or more balanced way, then our intelligence become more positive way, more constructive way. So, today, in our world, I think everybody, everywhere knows education is important. So pay sufficient attention and accordingly make every sort of effort to get education, to promote education. However, and warm-heartedness side, generally we take for granted, no special pay attention about that. I think in ancient time, warm-heartedness or moral ethics side is it taken care by church and family values and families, family values where? Families. Now in modern society, influence of the church little decline, and family values also decline. So then nobody take care sufficiently about warm-heartedness. So modern education system, I think simply, you see, they take care about brain development, not development of inner, deeper values. That's mainly warm-heartedness. So therefore, now time is come to talk more about the value of warm-heartedness. So my, number one commitment is promotion of human value. So this, many my friends, is fully sort of agree the importance of inner value, promotion of inner value. And then I think millions of poor people, needy people, I think suffer because as a whole, among humanity, we are lacking sense of compassion, sense of caring, sense of concern of other. So as a result, I think millions of people who are usually remain silent. So I feel I'm speaking on behalf of these millions of people who remain silent, whose voice never reach. What's that? Never heard. So, wherever I go, I always talk or share with public importance of warm-heartedness. Now, firstly, what is warm-heartedness or compassion? Compassion, sometimes people, what say they consider compassion is something like feeling of pityness. Not that one. Genuine compassion I think with respect. So like the sort of what's the sincere sense of caring oneself. That same level extend to others. Consider them as human brothers, sisters, or other sentient being. All have same feeling, same right. On that basis, develop sense of concern. That is meaning of compassion. And also, the genuine compassion, and actually what I'm talking is unbiased compassion. Usually we have some kind of sense of concern or compassion towards one's own close friend. That is much mixed with attachment. So basically it is biased one. More attached compassion towards limited people, that means there are enemies which you are feel hate, anger, envy. So sometimes the people expression love and hate go together. Right? That's not genuine compassion. The genuine compassion is unbiased. Because the biased compassion much based on their attitude.
unbiased compassion, not based on their attitude, but rather they as a human being or as sentient being. So here is the differences. Therefore, genuine, unbiased compassion can extend towards your enemy. As far as their attitude is concerned, negative towards you. But that's their attitude. But as far as their being is concerned, same sentient being, same human being, they also deserved happiness and right to overcome suffering. So thinking that line, on that basis, we can extend our sense of caring, sense of concern or compassion towards all sentient beings, particularly fellow human beings. So that is unbiased compassion. Now we have to make effort to strengthen that one. The limited biased compassion more or less come spontaneously. But other compassion need more training, more reasoning, analyze the value of that kind of compassion. So we need training. Through training, we can develop that kind of infinite compassion. Now, how to develop, you see, that compassion? Firstly, we everybody have the seed of that compassion. What is that seed? Now here, a few thousand people here, we everybody come from mother's womb. And everybody, you see, survived with the mother's milk. That's fact. So as soon as we're born, after birth, within a minute, the child, what do you call it? Infant, almost like small mammal. At that time, no sort of ability of recognition or these things, but simply a biological factor, the child's sight, tremendous sort of feeling of closeness towards one's own mother. Mother's sight also, tremendous sort of sense of care, sense of concern, or loving kindness or compassion towards the child. So, the combination, the mother's compassion and the child's closeness feeling towards mother, through that way, we survived. And that not only just a survival. According to medical scientists, after birth, next few weeks, the children or child simply carrying or touched by mother's body is very important factor for enlargement of the child's brain. And we notice those children who grown up
in the family full of affection, then these children's was a development of the body as well as emotion, both much more healthier. As a result, whole rest of their life becoming more gentler, more feeling of sensitivity with others' suffering. Those child who early part of their life lacking affection or worse things, abuse or beating, then these child suffer at that time, at that moment, mentally, physically, much suffering. As a result, rest of their life become a kind of person more rough, more cold, ready to harm other. So this is nothing to do with religion. This is a biological factor. Therefore, we can say basic human nature is more gentleness, more compassionate. Further reason, according scientists or according scientific finding, the negative emotion such as hatred is actually eating our immune system. Compassionate thought brings peace of mind, bring inner strength, less fear, more self-confidence. That very, very helpful to sustain or strengthen our immune system. So obviously, our daily life, the day our mind lost anger, lost temper, and develop strong hatred, then that day your meal less taste, and your sleep less sleep. Hold your mood now ready to fight. So even your very close friend come, you may feel uncomfortable. So that eventually bring loneliness feeling. Other hand, more compassionate, self-confidence, less fear, less doubt. As a result, you also can carry your behavior more open, more honestly. So that immediately creates happy atmosphere wherever you live, wherever you go. That also brings more smile. A smile is, I think, one unique thing about human being. Maybe some monkey have some ability. Otherwise, I think among the different mammals, I think we human beings have, I think, the capacity smiling. Of course, smile also, some artificial smile, perhaps sarcastic smile, a diplomatic smile, and then a smile of appeasement, right? Fellowship, appease, or flattery, smile of flattery, flatter, or appeasement. Parashurva. So these are sometimes, instead of bringing happiness, these words bring more suspicion. Isn't it? But genuine smile are really beautiful. Genuine smile is the expression of warm-heartedness, friendship. So therefore, if you keep here warm-heartedness with self-confidence, peace of mind, happy mood, then whole atmosphere become much more positive. That very helpful our good health, good sleep. That goes days and weeks, months, years, your life longer, healthier. Isn't it? So that's human nature. So basic human nature, I consider more gentleness. These positive emotion goes very well with our body element. Destructive emotions goes not well with our body element. So therefore, we can say human nature is more compassionate. That's, I think, a hopeful sort of basis. And then, So, at one occasion in America, I think somewhere in New York, one occasion, some seminar about health with scientists, including, is it a for health, the emotions, different emotions related, such sort of discussions. So, one medical scientist make a sort of paper or talk, and his talk, according his sort of research or his data, shows those individual or those people who often use word my, I, me, mine like that. So these people usually facing greater risk of heart attack. Why? He didn't explain. Then I felt, oh, that should be true. Person who often use I like that, he's just there's a top sort of thinking, just oneself. The whole mental attitude becoming more narrow. As a result, even tiny problems appears something unbearable, something big. Whereas, think about other. Then your mind then become wider. With that mental attitude, even big problems and appears almost normal. Not much sort of serious. Or much not, it appears insignificant.
So the impact in our emotion, I think less. I think that's the reason. So therefore, the practice of compassion, the positive result, the physically also, the immense benefit. Therefore, it is important to know the practice of compassion is firstly not religious matter. Of course, all major religious tradition emphasis top most important is love, compassion. However, the compassion itself is biological factor, not from religious faith. Since religious faith simply strengthening those elements which are part of our nature element in our mind, which is something good for us. Now, these points, now various religious tradition, through centuries, realize it, then strengthening. Otherwise, basically, you see two separate things. Then, another important thing is, quite often people get the feeling, result of practice of compassion, good for other, not necessarily to oneself. Taking more concern about other sort of suffering, there's sometimes the people feel additional sort of, mental burden. Better forget about other suffering. That's not correct, not true. The result of practice of compassion immediately goes to benefit to oneself. As soon as compassionate feeling develops, you feel some kind of more inner strength. More extreme self-centered feeling comes, more fear, more some kind of lonely feeling. The compassionate feeling comes voluntarily, taking others as a day concern. Voluntarily. So therefore, in deep down, there is self-confidence. So that's inner strength. So as a result of practice of compassion, first the benefit do go to oneself immediately. There's no doubt. But benefit to other, it also depends on others' attitude. Of course, one small example, not serious, but one small example, some occasion when I passing through in car, in street, as usual, I always smile to other people or to all people. So sometimes my smile brings more suspicion on other person. I think the other seems to feel, why this person in the car smile at me? Why? What kind of the taking advantage on me? That kind of attitude. So that means my smile, expression of compassion or closeness feeling, consider as a human brother or sister, you see, that smile brings, instead of happiness, but bring more uncomfortable. So therefore, you see, result of practice of compassion not necessarily benefit to other immediately, but to oneself So I feel happy. Consider all these people just like my long-time friend. No need because introduction. Two eyes, one nose, one mouth. That's a human being, right? So, and according to my experience, you see, these people also, you see, they mentally or emotionally, it's the same. Want a happy life and do not want suffering. At the same time, each of you have some kind of problems always there. So that's human nature, isn't it? So with that kind of feeling, you see, they express as a sort of, kasoda, the friendly sort of expression. I feel happy, but the other sometimes is a bit uncomfortable, like that. That also sometimes give me new opportunity to ignore them. First smile, then they look something different way, then I also then go like that. Like that. It is like fun. The way of training. Training means analyze what is value or what benefit out of practice of compassion and what is wrong without compassion. Then, I think various level, individual level, as I mentioned before, then family level, then the global level, or community level, or national, or community, global level. Now today, as I mentioned earlier, the just like one entity of the whole planet, now environment issue, population issue, and also the issue of gap, rich and poor. Also the international relations. There are a lot of unjust things on this planet. And including terrorism. Ultimately related with our emotions. For example, September 11th event. At that time, I really feel like that the modern technology and human intelligence, smart intelligence, these two guided by human hatred, then such unbelievable sort of destructions happen. Of course, nobody wants suffering. Nobody wants trouble. But there are a lot of troubles. Why? All these due to human emotion, ultimately. So therefore, the many world problems ultimately related with our inner emotion. More compassionate society, if you build more compassionate society, our world will be safer, more peaceful, more happier. And not only our generation, but also generations will come. All get a benefit. If we neglect about this inner value, then the technology, economy alone will not be guaranteed for happier world. So that's about my talk. Now some questions. At some point I may touch in the question and answer. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Now questions. Questions.
Your Holiness, we have the first question. the question is, as a sensitive citizen of the Common European Union, I feel that we, people, humanity, cannot afford to neglect the cause of Tibet, because it is unprecedented to have a nation that has been invaded and its leaders and people are trying to defend themselves and their culture with no violence. This, I think, is worth to struggle for. Otherwise, what can we leave to our future generations and our children? In your opinion, what can we do as regular citizens to be of help for this so rightful cause? Thank you very much. I will read in Portuguese, okay? Então, como cidadão sensível desta comunidade europeia, sinto que, enquanto pessoas, enquanto humanidade, não podemos permitir-nos negligenciar a causa do Tibete, porque é sem precedentes que uma nação tenha sido invadida e que os seus líderes e população esteja a tentar defender-se a si e à sua cultura sem utilizar a violência. Isto parece-me que é realmente algo de valor pelo qual devemos nos esforçar. Senão, o que é que nós deixamos às gerações futuras, às nossas crianças? Na sua opinião, Sua Santidade, o que é que nós podemos fazer enquanto cidadãos para ajudar que esta causa tão digna, ajudar esta causa tão digna? Thank you. Muito obrigado.
Thank you. Your question or your concern about Tibetan issue as one of the as the just issue. So like Tibet issue, Uyghur people in many parts of the world, which is sometimes passing through difficult period. Now today, for example, in Darfur, millions of people, innocent people, suffer a lot. But sometimes it seems world community remain indifferent. It is indeed very sad. So you express about fate of Tibetan people. I very much appreciate. And you, as a member state of European Union, European Parliament, European Union, very, very supportive about Tibet issue. So, firstly, in this country, there are Tibetan support groups, and contact with them, and also as a democratic country, your concern should reach your parliament. And through that way, your concern should reach eventually European Parliament. Like that, that's helpful. That's one way to help. Then also, go to Tibet. Of course, a bit expensive, but otherwise, go to Tibet and take Tibetan fresh air and also get some sickness of high altitude. That also fun, new experience. And then study what's happening, what happened in the past, now almost 60 years, what happened there, and what happening today, whether the beautiful presentation by Chinese official medias, whether these are true or not, you yourself examine on the spot. Then, accordingly, tell the outside world what is the reality. That also very, very helpful. Thank you.
Your Holiness, it is the same question, but by a different person also asking what they can do. So, okay. And this person is saying, I offer you my services for your cause. I hope it may be of use. So another question. Regarding education of young children, what does Your Holiness suggest for the world to be more compassionate, more harmonious, more generous, and more just? In English.
I am not an expert in modern education system. I never attend one single day for modern education. So, I don't know. Of course, many educated people, many professors of universities in Europe as well as in America, many share with my view. Our modern education system is not adequate regarding taking care or educate about warm-heartedness. So there are some universities, some institutions carrying some research work. My suggestion usually is telling these people is through secular way to promote secular ethics. Because if you use religious faith for promotion of human values or warm-heartedness, then there are different religious traditions. So it creates more complication. So in education system, the way promotion of human values should be universal way, so that secular means not rejection of religion, respect all religions. No preference, this religion or that religion, and also respect to non-believer. All human beings, as a human being, so should respect, and also should respect their sort of belief, believer or non-believer, within believer, different traditions, equal to everybody. So that's the meaning of secular. So sometimes, some of my friends, as they understand the meaning of secular means rejection of religion. That I don't think, like Indian constitution, based on secular, that does not mean rejection of religion.
Do you think that if humans are more kind and respectful to each other, the environment, our environmental conditions will change for the better? So that, again, if humans are more kind and respectful to each other, the environmental conditions will change for the better. If so, why? How can a simple attitude have an effect on the physical world?
The more compassion, more sense of concern, then naturally take serious concern about environment, because this is our home, only home. So taking care of environment is taking care of our own home, only home. When less sort of sense of concern about welfare or well-being of rest of the human being, then simply think oneself and make profit as much as possible and exploitation as much as possible, regardless what consequences on ecology. Now, for example, deforestations. And also, I think, immense exploitation of different animals on this planet. These are, I think, a lack of sense of compassion. I feel like that. And then also, you see, if you have more sense of concern about rest of the human being, then that means 6 billion human beings, then immediately you feel the majority of the people, actually, they are in the situation of poverty, disease, ignorance, illiteracy. So then, if the person has some kind of sense of commitment, sense of community, then naturally, you see, taking how to do, how to help. Just yesterday morning, I met, I can't remember the name, their organization. Now, you see, taking care about the poorer people on this planet, and especially disease in these poorer countries, tuberculosis, and AIDS, and then the mosquito killer, malaria. So these things, these acts is act of compassion. And also this morning I met with someone whose organization actually is taking special care about poorer section of the people. These are acts of compassion, not exploitation, but simply how to help, how to raise their living standard, and how to help their problems. So that's the act of compassion. So the whole motivation is compassion. So that's the way positive emotion related with every human activities, including environment. Now, the concept of warfare, not out of compassion, but out of hatred. Everybody was always sort of as a pray or saying peace. Peace will not come from sky. Peace, we must make effort to achieve genuine, lasting world peace. For that, it does not mean peace without any problem. No. Various different kinds of conflict or problems bound to remain in the human society. So long we human beings remain here, some kind of problems bound to happen. Then, the best way, appropriate way, human way, is peaceful solution. Through dialogue, through talk, not using weapon. So the concept of war is very much based on the concept of we and they, clear demarcation. Now, according to today's reality, the concept of we and they is outdated. Whole 6 billion human beings should consider us, we, just we human beings. Just we, our planet. There's no our planet and their planet, same planet. So through that way, yes, totally against warfare. And for that reason, we have to make preparation. Firstly, inner disarmament through promotion of compassion. Reduce hatred. That's inner disarmament. With that, we have to work hard. External disarmament. And eventually, our world should be world of demilitarized one. That's the only way.
Last two questions.
Two questions.
What will be your best memory of Portugal, this visit?
Oh, this uncomfortable heat. Then, of course, last few days, I really enjoyed this short visit because, you see, many people showing genuine interest about some of my thoughts, and including many media people. So I very much enjoyed. And also, this visit also they bring opportunity, renewal, my friendship, some of those, a long-time friend. So I'm very happy. And I think as far as religious interfaith service gathering is concerned, this morning, in mosque, interfaith gathering took place. This is the first time, although in many parts of the world, I experienced or I participated interfaith service or interfaith gathering. This is the first time in a mosque that also, I think a unique experience and really memorable. Then this whole, of course, my talk in many different sort of different places, you see, different hall, but hall seems to see making wood, less sort of iron, is something quite remarkable. If fire comes, I think more dangerous. otherwise it's really beautiful and very unique. Last question now. Okay. Last question.
Can interfaith dialogue alone have the ability to counteract religious violence?
Interfaith dialogue alone, I don't think. Of course, very sort of effective sort of way to reduce the conflict in the religious in the conflict in the name of religion. But interfaith alone difficult because many cases the conflict in the name of religion appear like that, but essentially economy or political interest also involved. Now, for example, Northern Ireland issue. One major trigger of the conflict is political. So then, some cases, I think some people manipulate the name of religion. So in that case, interfaith dialogue alone cannot solve. For example, in Northern Ireland case, I have been there a few occasions. Right from the beginning, I visited there with a strong sort of sense of concern about their conflict. So, I made my own contribution, a little contribution regarding cool down the hatred among the sort of two groups, Catholic group, Protestant group. So at that time I made clear, in your conflict, the political aspect and religious aspect. So the political aspect to politicians and the leaders in London and Dublin. Now at least we, as a religious people, now we have to work hard as far as two community of sort of Catholic and Protestant, the religious side, the aspect of that side, we must make a close relation and should make awareness both are follower of Jesus Christ. So at that time, I mentioned, of course, I invited by one Catholic monk whom I know since many years. So I introduced to those people from two groups. I mentioned to them, my spiritual brother, Catholic monk, he is the follower or practitioner of theistic religion. I am non-theistic practitioner. Strictly speaking, from his viewpoint, I am non-believer. Non-theistic religious tradition, no concept of God, no creator, but everything comes and goes due to law of causality. There is real big differences, but we find no difficulties as two spiritual brothers. We are working together for harmony of different spirituality. You, both follower of Jesus Christ, why you are fighting?
is reason? Silly. And then similarly, some occasion in my Muslim brother sisters, in fact, 1 year ago in San Francisco, with my Muslim friend, one what do you call Imam or Shia, he eventually organized one sort of international Muslim conference. Muslim representative from Iran, Iraq, Syria, Jordan, Saudi Arabia, and so on. So there, I told them the conflict among Sunni and Shia, both follow of Muhammad. Of course, some little difference here and there, but basically practitioner of Quran and follow of Muhammad, and fighting between you, again senseless, and killing. Many people now, for example, in Iraq, almost daily basis killing each other. Most cases, innocent people. What's that? Certainly, Allah do not want that. Or God do not want that. You supposed follower of Allah killing each other. It's senseless, silly, stupid, isn't it? So, I'm outsider. I'm Buddhist. But as a spiritual brother, as a human being, we can't remain indifferently. You are our brothers, sisters. You are the same, or the citizen of the same world. If you are peace, you are happy, we are happy. You suffer, we will suffer. So, in Northern Ireland, I make distinction, the political complication and religious differences. At least we, religious people, can make more harmonious society between different two religious communities. Then political complication side, political issue side, the politicians will handle. That's my view. I made my effort. So my last visit a few months ago, I was in Northern Ireland. And 2-3 months ago, Northern Ireland. Now things are much better. Some of the victims whom I met before, very tense, very unhappy, full of hatred, full of sorrow. Now this time, I found much pleasant, much calm. So these are really encouraging signs. Like that. Thank you.
Your Holiness, on behalf of everyone here, the audience and organizers, we would like to thank you, Your Holiness, for your message on peace, especially how to implement the power of compassion, also your message on the disarmament from the inner, from inside, within. We would like to put your message into practice best what we can so that in your next visit, you can see how much progress we managed to make. From the depth of our heart, we would like to thank Your Holiness, and please live long. Please welcome again and again whenever you have opportunity to cross the European space to land here in Portugal and share your message again and again. Because we are brand new in this field, we need to learn and receive your guidance. Once again, we would like to request His Holiness come back again as soon as possible. At the same time, here, all the major universities of Lisbon, all the students got together and selected 18 of them as their representatives, as token to welcome His Honours and also to, as a gratitude for his visit here, they are going to offer a performance, as to thank His Honours and also everyone, and also to request him to live long and come back as soon as possible.